You are back in the zone. Live from the Fury Electric Studios on the Buzz Radio Network and online at 1037thebuzz.com.
Come on.
I see no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking.
Welcome back in the zone. 12:33. CAC head coach Tommy Shoemaker joining us here. Our final coach of the day. We've visited with the others participating in next week's first Security Classic. I think we saved the best for last. We'll see, Coach. I mean, oh, man, a lot of pressure.
That's raising the bar a little too high.
So, you got to be ready. I mean, we always talk about this time of year. I mean, it's like we're going to talk about football all day tomorrow. Luckily, we're going to talk about an actual game because we're going to be on the UCA campus, yeah. And they're getting ready for their first game tomorrow night against Incarnate Word. But on Friday, again, we'll be picking games. But, man, I'm sorry. I'm just tired of talking about it. I'm going to talk about an actual game, and I know you guys have got to be there too. Although, you said, you know, once you get to this point and now it's really on, you're thinking, oh, man, do we do everything? We got a bunch of stuff we probably need to get done here this last week.
Yeah, it's a weird process because you go all summer. And about a week into practice, you're like, man, I wish we could scrimmage somebody or play somebody or something. And then it gets to where it's time, and, you know, of course, we played scrimmage last night. We turn around and play in a week. And then all of a sudden you feel like I don't have enough time to do all the stuff I need to do. So it is a crazy process, but, you know, that's just part of it every week. And this week's a little bit different since we're playing on Tuesday as opposed to a Friday, so it kind of knocks you off schedule a little bit. But
yeah.
But, you know, I was talking to Coach Elmore. We're both going through it. So they scrimmaged Monday night, and they're having to make the quick turnaround as well. So, just, you know, we're both dealing with the same thing. All the teams are in the kickoff classic, and just one of those things you just get it rolling and get going.
Well, we look at it as you get a little extra time for your second opponent. So hopefully week one goes well.
Yeah, it does make it a little easier on the back end.
Yeah.
The front end, it's a little tougher, but on the back end for that second opponent, it is a little, the timing is a little better.
Well, and I hate to even bring this up, but I mean, you needed every bit of the 10 days in between your first and second game last year. Cause I, you know, and I appreciate you guys coming back this year after the experience last year, but your quarterback goes down in the first series last year. I mean, really a bizarre turn of events. I hate to see that, but the good news is he's healthy and he's back this season.
He is. Jack Thomas has really worked hard. Tore his labrum last year in the first game. I think we got him back to play defense only, like week 10, and he got to do a little bit of that. And, you know, and then came, worked hard to get to where he could throw. I think he's throwing better than I think his arm strength was last year, and has really had a good off season and summer getting himself ready. And I just need him to stay healthy. We were fortunate last year. We had 10 days. I had to move a linebacker to quarterback.
Yeah.
That's not something you do every day.
No, not very often.
So anyway.
But, I mean, pretty good success last year. I mean, considering the injury, and that's such a key position, y'all had a pretty good year last year.
Yeah, Chase Dowell did a really nice job for us. Ended up throwing for around 2,500 yards. And we were 10 yards away from, you know, getting a piece of the conference championship. So, you know, after that night, it looked pretty bad, to be honest with you, but you know, the kids are resilient. You know, you put another kid in there and they work at it and they get better at it, and we got on a little roll when we needed to, and you know, just gave ourselves opportunities to win, and we're able to do that some. So
obviously a tough challenge. You're playing the defending state champions, although they have more new faces on their team this year than you guys do as far as experience goes. Talking about some of the specific challenges, you certainly, you know, saw an awfully good team last year that ended up winning a state title.
Well, yeah, we were fortunate enough with our schedule. We got to play four number ones last year, so three in our conference, and then
you might have reworked that.
Yeah, I know. So, so we got to see the best. That was for sure.
Yeah,
and so it's tough, but you know, I knew Stuttgart had a senior laden team last year. I knew they were going to be good. I honestly thought the state champion would come out of our conference because it just seemed like we just had three really good football teams that were kind of above average. But, you know, Stuttgart, you know, played well all year, got into the playoffs, got it done, and, you know, my hat's off to them. They had a great year and played a really good game in the state championship game when you had to have it the most. So,
yeah,
deserving state champions.
Yeah, played very well at the end there, and that was one of the few games. And, you know, we talk about, again, starting and ending your season here potentially at War Memorial Stadium, and we had two of the most dramatic finishes in history. I mean, you got last-second plays on two different games deciding state championships, so we had a couple of very dramatic games. Theirs was not one of them, but we did have some great games here. And, again, I mean, it's you know, so much fun to play through the season for the hopes of getting back here.
It really is, and, you know, I think I think every football player in the state wants to play at War Memorial.
Yeah.
You know, they grow up watching the Razorbacks play here. And it's just, this place is unreal. You know, and I've been to a lot of different places growing up in Alabama. I've been to a lot of, you know, a lot of different stadiums in the SEC and stuff. But watching a game here is really unique, and it's a neat place. So, you know, your kids see that. They see the state championship games here.
Mm-hmm.
Who wouldn't want to come play at War Memorial?
Yeah.
So it's a neat deal for us.
Tommy Shoemaker joining us in the Zone. CAC, part of the First Security Kickoff Classic next week against Stuttgart. I'm taking my youngest to his first Razorback game this Saturday. Do you remember your first big college game that you went to as a kid?
You know, of course, I grew up 45 minutes from Auburn, so I was a big, still am a big Auburn fan.
Yeah.
So if what's funny is my first remembrance was Auburn playing Rutgers for homecoming.
That's odd.
Yeah. And I remember being bored because, you know, when you're a kid, those games are really long. But back then, Rutgers was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, now they've, you know, obviously have a pretty—
they're a little too good, unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately for the Hogs, they're going to get to go up there and play them. But, you know, but I grew up during the Bo Jackson era, so I can remember all that kind of stuff.
That's pretty good stuff, yeah.
And getting to see Bo Jackson play a lot, quite a bit. And so, you know, it's one of those things, just like here or there, it's what everybody's about, college football. High school football, college football.
How about that? I mean, you grow up and you watch a guy and you just think, okay, well, that's football, and you've probably never seen him back that good the rest of your life.
Oh, I know. And they had some other good ones. I mean, they some guys that played in the NFL, but, you know, the thing is, you know, you don't know when you're watching that, hey, this is probably maybe not just the best football player, but maybe the best athlete that's ever played any sport.
Yeah, it's a fair argument to be made, for
pretty
sure.
Pretty wild.
Yeah. What about Auburn now? How you feeling about Gus?
You know, I feel pretty good about it. I think I'm actually going to make the opener.
Are you really?
Yeah, I think
good.
So.
Okay.
And it's kind of just the way our schedules work. We're not playing Friday.
See, we're here to help.
And so I'm going to do a very quick turnaround trip.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I know he's excited. I'm excited for him. You know, to me, it's just kind of wild, you know, of all the places. You know, because I can remember when Gus and I were both at, you know, I was at Harding Academy, he's at Shiloh, and we would be talking about what we wanted to do, and he's like, I want to be an offensive coordinator in the SEC or at college level. And, you know, and here he is. He is the head coach. Not only is he a head coach in college, but it's at the school that is like, you know, the school that I loved since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty neat deal. I mean, it makes it really nice when I get to go visit him and stuff, because it seems like I know so many coaches, and because he's got a lot of guys that I knew, Tim Horton and some other guys, Rhett Lashley, that I know that are on his staff. So it's a pretty neat deal for me.
Yeah, will you get a chance to see him while you're over there?
I'm sure I will.
Yeah.
Yeah, I usually get to run into him a little bit and visit with him. So,
well,
even though Gus is a little, you know, he's a little focused.
So. Yeah, he is.
that'd be an understatement.
Most of the good ones are, but he's a very unique guy in that regard. But, I mean, he's one of those guys I think everybody here will be, you know, pulling to play well, except when they play Arkansas.
Sure.
So
that when they come up here to Fayetteville, I'm sure that most people will hope he does well.
Yeah, I think that's about right. Well, we're rooting for you, and I hope you have a great season. Thanks again for being part of it, and, you know, thumbs up, and here's for staying healthy, and hope you all have a great season and improve on what was a good year last year in spite of some key injuries.
Well, we appreciate the Buzz, First Security Bank, all those guys who are sponsoring and making this possible, because it's really a neat deal for the kids. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. And you know, it's a big game just because it's your first game, but it is a non-conference game. And,
yeah.
You know, all these things you do, you just want to be geared toward getting ready for your conference.
That's it. That's it, so. For sure. Well, I'm starting now to recruit for next year. So, again, I think you and I have talked as well, but we'd love to have you guys back going forward as well. And you guys, you have your schedule set for next year?
Yeah, well, we're actually going to move into a conference with Stuttgart, which will be a little – so we won't be playing –
we'll be playing them for sure.
We'll be playing them. We'll play them later, but it's going to be a great league. I mean, it's just going to be a super league. And, you know, we thought we were in a tough one now, and it is tough, but that one is just going to be a slugfest every week. So so we're working on a non-conference. I think everybody's kind of trying to put all the little pieces of the puzzle together here, and it seems crazy, but everybody's working on next year right now.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll get everything lined out here before too long.
Yeah, well, you got a whole schedule to play this year, so
you got
to focus on the task at hand, I guess. We just like to look ahead.
Yeah, I understand that.
Well, Coach, we appreciate it. Good luck. Thanks for coming by, and we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. That's Tommy Shoemaker, CAC head coach. It's 12:42. Man, let's take our break a minute early.